Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, folks. We want to hear from you. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Your reaction to Mayor LaToya Cantrell's inaugural address, where several times during the course of that address, she said that our time is now. That right now is our time to be able to succeed. She went through a laundry list of issues, and she started out that the city thanked everyone for having the opportunity to serve for another 4 years, and that in the first term, the city faced historic challenges. And I said that earlier, that in all fairness to her and most of, if not all, of the elected officials, the pandemic was a big enough challenge enough in many respects, but many also had the additional issue of hurricane damage. If you look to the Lake Charles area, they're still struggling to bring that area back. Same thing here through the metropolitan area, the river parishes, and otherwise as it relates to Hurricane Ida, still trying to recover. And that this area has been disproportionately impacted, both by early onset, the numbers that we experienced relative to the pandemic, as well as the hurricanes that we've experienced both last year and this year. The loss of revenue because of all of these collectively together. The mayor pointed out that culture bearers have been significantly impacted, and that 1,015 people died in the city of New Orleans in the pandemic. I have to honestly say, though, she kind of glossed over the criminal justice conversation, didn't spend nearly as much time, I thought. Consider the following. When you look at the murders in the city over the 2 years, 2021 and 2020, you're talking about 423. It represents 41% of the total people that died in the pandemic. I think it's fair to say that the pandemic has received the lion's share of attention by this administration. When you add carjackings and armed robberies, you're talking about 2,673, and that's underreported, obviously, because there are multiple victims within these incidents, but they're not quantified that way for purposes of uniform crime reports. So the reality is that the numbers are significant, not given the same amount of attention, though. And then associates later in her speech public health with public safety. And that's a convenient way of looking at it, but the fact of the matter is, by glossing over, the fact of the matter is that we have a lot of unanswered questions. I talked about this several times, and I'd love to hear from you. We talk about the lingering effects, whether it's long COVID, the challenges of the public health system, the medical delivery system. But what about the situation of the roughly 2,673 at minimum victims of homicide shootings, carjackings, and armed robbery, and the stressors on their life, the impact on their lives, the emotional impact on their lives as they have to deal with that? Because in all of those cases, a gun or a weapon used in their face or otherwise. You don't recover from that very easily. And we spent little time talking about the horror, more time talking about the horror of being infected by COVID as opposed to the horror of being impacted by crime. She said that there are a number of initiatives coming up that she dealt with in her first term, will deal with in her second term as well, relative to affordable housing, economic development, and highlighted the fact that we must be willing to invest in our own people, and that the future will be built on new growth sectors, and that she is lifting up business leaders. She talked about some of the successful acquisitions that went on, where some companies developed here in Louisiana or in New Orleans metro area were sold, and talked about the companies and some of those sales, which obviously are great for putting the city on the map as it relates to the development of successful companies, many of whom we've actually highlighted on this show and talked about it because I understand the importance in connecting those dots and trying to raise the tide for all. And it's, I've said this before, I think the business leaders are the ones that are going to really make the difference. Political leaders don't pull economic sectors out of doldrums. Actually, the hardest thing for them to do, or the easiest, depending on one's perspective, just get out of the way. The sooner you get out of the way, the better the business community is going to be able to do what they do best. That is, start their businesses and reach some level of success, pay their taxes that support the ability to pay for infrastructure improvements, streets and otherwise, that make a difference in the quality of our life. She said that New Orleans is uniquely positioned for billions of dollars from the federal government, not millions, because of all of the preparation and the groundwork that we've done as a result of having to deal with these natural disasters, namely hurricanes and storms. And we know how to do it better than most. That's a fair statement. It's true. Goes back to what I was saying with Dave Cohen when we talked about how hard it is to live in this city sometimes. It's very difficult when you think about it. She said that the fact that the levees did what they were supposed to do, exhibited the big investment that the federal government had made in this area, and this is throughout the metro area, not just in the city of New Orleans, and because they held and they did what they were designed to do, that the payoff was big, the payoff was huge, and they should recognize that if they invest big here, their return on investment here will be big as well. Talked about climate change and how that's going to impact us, and that we've been leading the way in sustainability and resiliency. Both of those, though, could arguably be said are byproducts of insufficiently addressing a lot of the problems, and that may be why we have become so resilient, right? And why the sustainability issue has been at the forefront of our mind for a long, long time. No doubt we are on the front line of climate change, and she talked about that, and that the city has to work regionally. It chuckled a little bit when we talked about that because one of the primary criticisms, and we've had leaders from around the metropolitan area talk about this, there's not a high level of cooperation at all. And in fact, there's not much conversation with leaders within the city of New Orleans and the surrounding area as it relates to prioritizing issues, creating this collaborative spirit in dealing with any number of issues, and it's going to be interesting, and there's a lot of room for improvement, not only from her end, but others as well, and it'll be interesting to see whether or not that is going to change, because her fair share approach was bullying people into giving up dollars for their initiatives, and it's come back to haunt her and bite her in many ways. And there are a lot of folks in Baton Rouge that could care less about the needs of the city because they don't like the way that she conducted herself. And I've heard that from both inside her administration, from inside the halls of the state legislature. Don't look for a lot of help on that front. So there's a lot of mending that has to be done. It'll be interesting to see whether or not she has it in her to do it. It's not her style or what she has revealed about her style thus far. She said that they demonstrated a track record rooted in facts, not focused on short-term solutions, quick fixes, more focused on the long term. That's music to my ears. I can't say honestly that I've seen it in practice every time, but it ought to be the approach. But as a number of texts come in right now, people wanting to know, well, where's the plan? No one seems to have put one forward. She said that what we do in the next 4 years will determine where the city is 50 years from today. And that may be the truest statement that she made in her speech today. In fact, a lot of the ills that we're suffering right now as it relates to police staffing was one of the worst policy decisions in decades made by Mayor Landrieu, Mitch Landrieu, that is, that we continue to pay for. And we will continue to pay for years to come in the police shortages that we have in staffing because you don't catch up. There's a limited number of people that want to go into that occupation, and you have a lot of competition. And she made a cry to you as the taxpayers. Give the city the best that you got. Because she said she is committed to give the city the best that she's got. So we want to hear from you, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We'll go to the talk lines when we return. Stay with us, folks. We will be right back after the break.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know, I've spent a lot of time talking about the crime plan and the lack thereof, but have we really talked much about, or have you heard much about, the plan as it relates to power generation? Supposedly that's a shovel-ready project, one that's ready to be moved upon. Where are we? Haven't really heard a lot of updates one way or the other by much of anyone over the last 60 to 90 days relative to that issue. It would seem to me that that would be a project that is totally ripe for dollars that are sent down here to try and get that issue resolved once and for all, so we wouldn't have the power failures that is the power support and generation for the pump system, so we don't flood, right? Let's go to Quinn on line one. Quinn, welcome to the show.
Sheriff, I think I heard earlier that the mayor was saying something about she wanted to continue with the innovative solutions from her first term. And I was wondering, what were the innovative solutions?
She didn't articulate. I'm not exactly sure what it is that she's talking about. I suspect there's, in all fairness to her, I just don't know. I'm sure that she's made hundreds of decisions each and every day, some of them that would qualify as being innovative and have made a difference.
But you don't recognize one right away, neither do I.
I mean, on the big issue items, no. The big landscape items, no. But I'm not going to be picayunish to the point where I really believe that there's nothing that she's done that's worked. I don't believe that for a second. I believe that there's a number of things that she's done that has worked. There are a lot of decisions made that we don't even hear about. We don't even know about. So I want to give her the benefit of the doubt on that front. But I do believe.
Could you ask her to articulate on that? Because I'd really like, you know, because I maybe I.
Well, if she would be willing to come on the show, I'd love. There are a lot of questions I'd like to ask her. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that she doesn't like to be asked all these questions. And she doesn't like to be challenged. And the one time that I did, and I know for a fact that I was very respectful in doing so, it was a legitimate question. From that day forward, she's not come back on the show. But that's not going to impede me from talking about these issues and calling her out.
Good, but let me ask you a question. If you were the mayor, would you be willing to take provocative questions?
I did when I was sheriff. I didn't duck any questions. I went on all the stations, made myself available to all of them, made myself available to the media every day. Had a monthly show on WBOK, came on WWL all the time, radio, TV, Fox News, all of them.
That's my memory. And that's why, yeah, I mean, that's why you got a good job now.
You signed up for it. You know, I mean, that was the reality. Was I right all the time? No, hell no. Should I have been called out on issues? Heck yeah. No doubt. I mean, that's part of the gig. If you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. I mean, I don't know what to tell you, but it's not like she could never complain that she was disrespected on this show, because that's not the way I conduct myself.
I understand that. And thank you for what you've done. And don't give up. I really wish. I think she'd do a lot better job if she did listen to people a little bit more and take a little bit more criticism. Because it's just healthy. It's healthy for everybody. But,
well, it's constructive in nature. I mean, you know, it's not an attack. I mean, it's just an observation and opinion. I mean, you know, it's not like that I come from a position of not having any operational experience in the function of government. Right? I mean, there is something backing up what I'm saying. But
amen. I agree. Thank you for your show.
Thank you, Quinn. Goodbye. Appreciate it, man. Let's go to Danny. Danny, you're up. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Noel. I'd like to comment on what she did. I think she proved, and I'm not a citizen of New Orleans. I've been in the suburbs all my life, both sides of the city. She proved that she's actually for the people, by the people. When she wanted to move City Hall, the people said no. She listened to them. That's what you're supposed to do as a leader. So I commend her on that. And as far as crime, she needs to let people know, give us some ideas. What can we do that we're not doing? She don't have all the answers, neither do I. And for streets, what I would do if I was the mayor, I'd put it on the council's back. Give me the money to get it done. Every day you put it. And guess what? It's off of her back. She don't have the money to fund it. Are you with me on what I'm saying?
Well, there's a lot of money there. I mean, she inherited a backlog of work done that was not done from the Landrieu administration. I think when Landrieu went out of office, there was less than 2% of the dollars spent available to him from Katrina. I think the mayor now has it up to just north of 20%, maybe somewhere around 22%. And if I'm shy on that, please somebody text me and let me know. Where, you know, still we have a long way to go. That's why we're having the coordination issues right now, because these dollars are due to expire. They have a deadline on them. And that's why you have projects started all over the city. The other day I was down in the French Quarter picking up a gas lantern that I had purchased from over at Bevelo. I mean, it took me longer to get to Bevelo once I hit the quarter than it did for me to get from my home to the French Quarter because of all of the construction and all the streets shut down. I mean, I was caught in a quagmire for 20 minutes. You know, and that's the downside of having all of these available dollars and all of these projects that we didn't stage over the years. This is not the mayor's fault. She was dealt this hand. And, you know, so they're trying to push these issues along, and it's always going to get ugly when you're not able to stage these so that they have the least amount of restriction and inconvenience to the traveling public.
Well,
so the point is the dollars are there. The fact of the matter is they're playing catch up, and that's why I'm excited about, you know, the infrastructure dollars, but I'm not head over heels excited because I don't think that we're we don't have the ability to receive, because we're so far behind the eight ball trying to catch up on Katrina dollars that we're not able to get really focus on this. We're taxed to the max on spending Katrina dollars. More money right now will exacerbate the problems. Hopefully they come with a lengthier deadline that helps us, because it's going to be a stretch at best to get all of these projects started and funded and everything else. And it's going to be interesting. It will be interesting. There is a challenge, and I hope this administration is up for the challenge. I take her at her word. She says they are. Our time is now. Well, that's a nice little soundbite. Now prove it, right? Because actions speak louder than words, and it seems to me that that's what people want to see. Thank you, Danny, for the call. Happy New Year to you. We'll be right back. We're talking about Mayor LaToya Cantrell's inaugural address. And let me remind you, BetQL helps you make smarter bets throughout the football season, and now we're giving you a chance to win cash prizes. BetQL's Giving Props is a free-to-play contest that starts Wednesday, January 12th, and runs throughout the pro football postseason. Here's how it works. Each playoff round, BetQL will post 10 prop bets, and the person with the most correct picks each week wins $2,000. Easy, right? And that's not all. Just by signing up, you'll be automatically entered into a random grand prize drawing for $10,000. Go to BetQL.com/props to sign up. That's BetQL.com/props. Starting Wednesday, January 12th, you can make your picks and win the cash. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Getting back to what we were talking about before, what did and what didn't the mayor talk about in her inaugural address? And obviously the challenges are many, and I guess she could have gone on for hours. I think a lot of folks, based on the text line, wanted to hear more about a crime plan, wanted to hear something about drainage, sewage, and water. You heard me talk earlier about power supply. That should be a shovel-ready project. I know that they're made some... they've gained some ground along those lines by improving some of the power generation issues, but there's a lot further to go. We know that there's also sewage problems and water problems, both underground as well as above ground. Let's go to Mike on line three. Mike, you're up. Welcome to the show.
Okay. A news story that appeared in the social media today indicated that two or four carjacking suspects who were recently arrested in New Orleans bonded out within 48 hours. They were charged with unauthorized use of a movable. My question is, who makes the decision to charge them with that, which is basically a simple car theft as opposed to an armed robbery? Is that the DA or is that the police?
That would be the police at this juncture.
When Chief Ferguson says he's frustrated with that situation, he's being disingenuous there, huh? If they're charging...
Well, maybe not. We don't know whether or not, you know, somebody was in the car at the time, whether they were physically manhandled to get out of the car, whether a weapon was present or not. I don't know what evidence was there. So if you get out of the car,
the story indicated the suspect put a gun on the victim.
Well, I mean, unless they were previously arraigned on other charges, or they will be subsequently arraigned on those other charges, if they had a gun and they pointed a gun at a vehicle and commandeered the vehicle, that should not be just an unauthorized use of a vehicle charge. In my mind,
somebody dropped the ball.
Hopefully not. Hopefully we're wrong. But if that's right, that's tragic.
All right. Thank you.
All righty, Mike. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to Monday morning quarterback some of these situations because you don't have all of the particulars in the case. I don't know many officers that would not want to charge on carjacking as opposed to unauthorized use of a movable, and I'm not exactly sure on what Title 14 charge they charged them with, but the fact of the matter is that would be problematic if we're doing that, you know, and I know that most officers would charge the appropriate charge. But when talking about water lines, there seems that there's going to be a lot of money coming this way to deal with lead lines and other issues that we have underground and above ground as well. It would be nice if we start having electronic meters for our water meters, so that we have a meter reader problem here where we're guessing you know, I guess is the best way to put it as to how much water you've consumed. It's created all kinds of issues for folks. Love to see a plan developed as to how we're going to do that, and how we finance it and how we go about paying for it with these dollars that we have. These are the types of quality of life issues I think that New Orleanians are looking for. We'll be right back after the break, folks. Stay with us. On a text line, it says, Newell, where's the outrage in this city? Why is the mayor and the chief saying it's okay because it's a national trend? It's never okay because it's a national trend. We talked about that the other day. The fact of the matter is that each and every city is unique in and unto itself. And it's our quality of life and our community that's impacted daily by virtue of this criminal behavior. Got another text here says, it's armed robbery, Newell. Yeah, I understand. I was looking for whatever the particulars were to the incident, the evidence that was presented, and trying to be fair to all parties as to whether or not the individuals were appropriately charged or not. And if they were armed and they confronted individuals and got them out of the automobile and thus far, unauthorized use of a movable, if that's all they were charged with, just doesn't seem to be right to me. But I've learned over the years, after having spent 40 years in this business, to recall now the rest of the story. There's always something a little more that's out there, so I reserve judgment. When we come back, we will be visiting with Guy Williams, President, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. A lot of different things impacting the economy. We'll get to it. In fact, now economists are predicting that the Fed may adjust rates as many as four times coming up, and it looks like they're going to accelerate and do it earlier in 2022 than originally expected. We'll talk about if that's true, and if so, why, when we visit with Guy Williams, President, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust, when we return after the top of the hour news. Stay with us, folks. This is Newell on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.